bring up the whole situation with Keke Palmer. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with the Keke situation, how her boyfriend or baby daddy went to social media to talk about her dancing with Usher and her booty cheeks was out. And he made a comment on social media about her being a mom and basically saying, like, you shouldn't be dressed like that. But I feel like, I think it was more so of Usher grinding on her and touching on her that he had an issue with. And I feel like he probably should not have went to social media with it. But I do give him grace that he is human, and sometimes we do be in our feelings. And, you know, a lot of times you hear, like, women being in their feelings, but sometimes men be in their bag. Like, they be in their bag with feelings for real. So he just happened to be dating a famous person that was in his feelings.
Mm-hmm. I think that so I'm the type of guy, right, that if I got something to say to my woman, I'm going to say it to her face-to-face in the privacy of our home, unless we're trying to get that bag because we famous.
Right.
Now, if you famous, then, and I plan to be there one day, right, I expect that me and my significant other will have an understanding that anything we do public is intentional. Anything that we share with the world is intentional. So if we're going to be intentional about what we do, we got to be an understanding of, hey, when you go to Usher tonight and he puts all of his body parts on you, I'm going to do this. And then this is probably what the reaction we're going to get, and be prepared for it. That's the way that I would handle my household.
Right.
But if let's say that they weren't that clever, if he really, truly went out there while she was in Vegas and caught all up in his feelings, then I say that he wrong. I say that you don't put you all's business out in public, and that stuff should stay at home.
But do you give him grace?
No, he gives no grace.
Okay, so your friends and family can go to social media and make subliminal posts about their significant other, but he couldn't because he's dating somebody famous.
They don't get grace either.
Yeah, nobody.
No, if you are putting you all's business out there, and you all up in your feelings in that moment, then you get no grace from me. You have to, in that situation, think about the potential outcomes of, number one, everybody going through your 15 years of MySpace, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, and Twitter, and then bringing you to the carpet on any and everything that you've done. You've got to be prepared for that if you decide to do something like that. So if you are so in your feelings, dating Keke Palmer, having a kid with her, and you decide to do that, then you deserve every drag that you receive. You get no grace from it.
Okay. So right. What does the audience have to say?
Yes. What are your thoughts?
I would say I agree.
Come on, tell us about it.
Because it just didn't make any sense. It's just like, okay, before that, like you said, you're going to get dragged. People are going to go through your social media and, you know, refer back to the time when you had posted her and she's twerking and she's in a bodysuit,
mm-hmm,
booty jiggling, everything. You're like, yeah, look, basically.
Oh,
like,
he did that.
Yes.
Yes, okay, I didn't know
that. And they posted it. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go, if they're going to drag you, they're going to drag you with receipts.
Right. And
that's what happened.
Right, right.
But also, it's Keke. You know,
yep.
Keke Palmer she's a personality. She's mm-hmm. bold. She's unapologetically her. And for me, it's just like, I have a big personality. Maybe I'm not going to have booty cheeks out or whatever, because that's just not how I dress. But I love Keke because I feel like she's just who she is. And if you're going to be with her, you need to know that. She's
right.
been that way
right.
the whole time.
Facts.
Since she was a little girl. Before,
mm-hmm.
I thought she was too much when she was a little girl. But I've seen, like, who she, you know, she was made to be this person. And so it's just like, sir, if you're not confident enough to be with a woman like that, you need to just pump your brakes.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm waiting for her to say something, but she may not, you know.
And she hasn't yet.
But also, too, you know, when she was on the Terrell show, she had mentioned, she was just like, you know, my guy, he's the type of dude that is fine and doesn't know he's fine. To me, sometimes, you know, that could have been a red flag. It's just like, he's not confident, you know.
Yeah.
So even though he looks good and people are like, why is he tripping, this and that, blah, blah, blah. They're not married. You know, insecurity, you know, people when they're too insecure, everybody has insecurities, but when they're too insecure, it is definitely a red flag and it can definitely turn into, you know, kind of like that mildly abusive, manipulating type of relationship. So,
which I think the reason why he was really mad wasn't the outfit or her dancing. It was about Usher, Mr. Take Your Woman.
Yeah.
That's what the real issue was about. Especially since he had no problem with her twerking. So then it becomes a matter of do you have an emotional intelligence to be able to handle a woman that's a celebrity?
Right.
Did anybody else have something to add to that conversation?
Well, I feel like he didn't have a problem. Like, so y'all saw that video that he had posted where she was twerking in the dressing room. But I feel like he was okay with that because it was like, to him, I feel like the message was, this is from me.
Yeah.
You know, and not everyone else. But it's so funny. My boyfriend and I have been talking about this, and I don't want to say nothing that's going to get me in trouble,
this is a safe place,
I felt like I didn't like that he had something to say about like what she was wearing. You're a mom. Like,
right.
You can't wear certain things because you're a mom.
Right.
And it's just, but then, you know,
he was right about that though. But please continue.
Well, wait, we got to talk about that. But then they also posted something with the receipts of him, you know, with his shirt off and drawers on.
Right.
And it's like, you're allowed to post that, but
yes.
I'm a mom, so I can't be be sexually empowered. I can't be, and it's not like in a way of, you know, I mean, it would have been one thing if she had like literally just a thong on and she was trying to get that sort of attention, and maybe she would, I don't know, but I feel like she was dressed classy, sexy, and she was just having a good time.
Yeah,
you know,
Usher concert. I'm gonna ask you this, and thank you for the perspective. Your beautiful wife, is she allowed to dress classy, sexy at an Usher concert?
Usher, I ain't worried about it.
Ain't nobody worried about Usher.
Now you said Idris Elba, we gonna have a problem.
What's the difference?
Tell us about the difference.
There is a difference.
Because you have a celebrity crush. Every person has a celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, it's guys say, hey, if I mess up with this person, you may just forgive
me. That's my free one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So
he's preaching today.
Hers is like Idris Elba. So
mm-hmm.
What she wear at Usher may be different what she wear at
mm-hmm.
Idris Elba grand opening or something.
Right.
But she's my lady.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I had that kind of throw it all off was, if you're my lady and if I disapprove what you have on, we need to have a conversation before you walk your ass out that door.
That's true. Those are
okay,
facts.
So let me ask you this, though. In relates to knowing that Idris Elba is her crush, what if Usher is Kiki's crush?
And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it is exactly what it is.
That's
why he got soft with it.
That's why
he got all his emotions.
Yeah.
He's
like, this is a possibility.
Right. So
yeah.
If she went to see Jaheim.
Jaheim. Carrot Top, she wouldn't have worn that.
No.
Carrot Top in Vegas.
But she know it might be a slim possibility for that one instant, she ain't your woman. And that's what's going through his mind.
Yeah. And he didn't wife her, so it's just kind of like, ooh.
Right.
You just a baby mama.
Ooh, this is her crush when she was a kid. It could happen.
And see, that gives another view on the fact that this is your woman who had your child that you didn't marry or get engaged to, and so technically she is still
free game.
Single.
Yeah.
Single.
Not her. As I say, not her. You
married.
Yeah.
No. No.
Okay, what you got to say about
it? Common law. No.
Common law.
Common law. So we common law now.
That's a good year. I don't think they've been living together that long. So.
Hey, listen, if you pass the baby, let me see. So 9 months plus a year, that's at least 2 years.
Right.
Where we together, we picked out curtains and everything.
Yeah.
We need to hold that down. Monica, you going to say something?
I was going to say, people don't talk about the fact that Usher has a woman. and two small daughters with her. And she
but he's not married either.
He's not married either, but she's at the show. She sits in a private box. He's brought her on stage multiple times.
It's the kind of
show. It's a show.
It's a show. Yeah.
And so it's a show for them. So there have to be a conversation on both sides. We're only focused on Kiki and her guy, but also Usher has a very committed relationship with the woman that he shares two small daughters with that both are under the age of three. So he's very much committed to the point where she travels with him and does everything together. So there really wasn't even a possibility of anything really happening other than the fact that Kiki was on stage with Usher and he got in his feelings because he was insecure about it. And as opposed to taking it to the bedroom behind closed doors, he took it to social media, which is where most people air their dirty laundry. It's social media. And when you are a celebrity, it comes with being scrutinized. You're going to come with that baggage that some of us, you know, with a couple hundred followers, you know, it's just going to fall. It's going to fall in our feet. It's going to fall in deaf ears. Most people are not going to see when we're venting or ranting about something. But when you have millions of eyes on you, it blows something to a magnitude that a lot of us can't relate to because we don't have millions of people looking at us. They do. So it changes the game. And I think he probably, in hindsight, look at it that, oh, I made a mistake. I probably shouldn't have put that out.
Which is why he deleted it. But he didn't know that nothing that you put on social media is ever truly deleted. Because once they screenshot, that's it.
So
that is it.
You go up into it. And that's for Usher.
He wasn't ready for that.
No, Usher don't go confessions. Yes, he
did. He's still confessions.
When anybody in the room, I know you're woman, mainly women here, but if your man went to the TLC, or Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson's baby daddy is a billionaire. I don't care what she do to y'all, because I know she don't want y'all because y'all
ain't. First of all, y'all. Hold on. I kicked that billionaire ass. It's not 16 shoes. That's not going to be. Them billions don't mean nothing when Javon come in the room. All I'm saying is.
Okay, you better have some confidence about yourself.
Right. I mean, Janet. It's going to be special for her. As well as me. We're mutual, me and Janet. You have to understand this. But I've been practicing for that board. What?
Come on to the front.
Yes, sir.
I was saying if she gives JD a chance, I can definitely hope I got
it. Oh!
Hey.
Hey, that's a mic drop.
That's a fact. What I was asking if for the women in here. So your man, Janet Jackson, on the board, everything is going well for the young man. And maybe he's showing his pleasure on the board. Would anybody here leave a message on your Twitter, your Snapchat?
No, not a single woman here. No, absolutely not.
Hey, y'all doing this to take
absolutely not. But I would say that
the lady from Moesha best friend, her baby daddy. She had three kids.
I think her name is Sharp. You're a 90s person.
Sharp, yeah.
Alicia.
Her baby daddy went out to the club one night, and guess who he met?
Britney Spears.
He met Britney Spears, and he never came back home.
Oh, wow. You're talking about what's name?
Oh, this is a true story. He never came back home.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And we agree that could happen with Janet and me.
If Janet wanted you, I'd be like, well, you a bad boy. You better get her. You better do that. I'll find somebody else. I'll be all right.
That alimony be good then too. So wait, back here. Wait a minute. So, women. Oh, women. So your man is on the board. Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm. Full transparency on the board.
Yes.
That he's enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single woman in this room got nothing to say.
Nope.
Have fun.
I'm taking video, pictures.
autograph after? Like, it's what?
Cheating.
You know, photoshops.
But I do want to say this.
Yes, ma'am.
I think the reason that most women don't care about that is most women have dealt with the man that goes to a strip club. Most women have dealt with the man that goes to bachelor parties and they got strippers and they know that the man are turning up with women dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably turned on by that. We don't trip off of you, of course, looking at Janet Jackson and mm-hmm. being turned on. That's an expectation.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up that. So let me bring up the strip club. Can I take it somewhere for you? So strip club. Listen, he's not here right now, okay? We're not talking about him. All eyes off of him right now. So let's say one of my really good friends is a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday and or Saturday, I go to support mm-mm. her dance ministry.
Mm-mm. Not my man. Not my man.
This is a good, but wait a minute though. This is a really good friend of mine though. Like, this is like, we grew up together, you know. I'm in a relationship. And this is my friend from college, you know.
And she gave me a lap dance.
I'm going to support the ministry, so I'm going to take like $50, you know, because you got to give an offering. So I'm going to take $50 and sing. Take $50 every Friday and or Saturday to make sure.
And first of all, your priorities are straight.
Wait. I'm supporting my friend, though. Am I not allowed to support every Friday and or Saturday my friend?
No.
Not with my household.
Right.
Like, exactly. I wonder, have you ever dated a woman like that though, where she was cool with you going to the strip club? The men I date,
oh, absolutely.
They
absolutely.
Know. And my absolutely. Ex didn't.
Yeah. But the women aren't okay. So I know every woman here is comfortable with their man going to strip club. That's not. Mm-hmm. That's understood. Is it the frequency that we're talking about?
We're talking about the frequency.
That's the problem.
You're not comfortable with your man going to support his stripper friend?
I want to make sure I'm forming this properly so that everybody can understand what I'm asking. If Kiki is an entertainer,
she's not
Usher,
a stripper.
Usher's an entertainer, and Usher's entertainment is bumping and grinding on a woman once a night with this woman in the box seats. If Kiki can go to that show to support her friend and get bumped and grinded on, why is it that your man cannot go and support his friend
every weekend?
I don't play
okay, once a month. Once a month.
No, it's a no for me.
And the thing is, we're all multifaceted. We all have a million things we're doing. Why we gotta go to the strip club?
Hey, because
that's where my friend works.
No, she does other things. I'm sure.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if she's doing painting as well, I go to her art gallery on Saturday. But on Fridays, at from 7 p.m. until 2 a.m., I feel that I should be able to go and support my... Wait, bro, I know you agree with me. That's why you're paying that. Don't get that. This is a safe space. You agree with me, right? You should be able to go see your stripper friend at least once a month.
This space is safe. Okay,
as another male in the room, how do you feel about what I'm saying?
Don't do that. I see where you're coming from.
Yes, sir. In the
sense that we're all supporting and supporting.
We're all supporting our friend.
I think concerts is like a little bit different than a strip club, right? Mm-hmm. And I think like maybe a better analogy might be needed. I feel like in the frequency of a concert, maybe yes, that would work that way, but
I don't think that's what the women see it as.
But she's in concert every week.
She is in concert every week.
That's not
yeah.
What's not a concert? It's a performance. She's in performance art every weekend.
She read the digital just like Usher.
Yeah. Come on. Why am I not getting no amens? I know they be preaching it.
I'm so happy we're doing a live recording. Yes. I'm so happy
we're
doing a live recording.
Javon said, support the strippers. I'm here for it. I said it.
No, I mean, there are women that are in relationships that are okay with that.
Yes,
but yeah, it's just like there are some women in here that is not okay with it. I've never had a problem with a man. I don't have a man where he's like, oh, I just need to go to the strip club and
just support my friend.
And come back with funky coochie on his nose and he's like, no.
But the point is,
absolutely
is that all I'm saying is I see support the same way Kiki supported Usher as me supporting Kiki at the strip club. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let us know in a future episode how that works out for you.
I'm bringing in Kiki to
We
ask that you guys go to our different social media platforms. We have the Relationship Hotspot on Instagram and Facebook. YouTube page. You can find me at Javon Show across all social medias.
You can find me on social media at Nikissa Green, and that is spelled N-I-K-I-S-A-G-R-E-E-N on all platforms.